Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
I'm Lara Napier and I'm 14 years old.
I'm Harry Davey and I'm 12 years old.
I'm Mrs. Clark and I'm the Year 3 teacher here.
And you are about to commence on a pretty impressive school trip. Should we come to you first, Lara? What is this school trip you're going on? How long are you going for and what's going to happen while you're there?
Well, we're going to be going to Sydney, Australia for, I think, nearly 2 weeks. We're basically going to explore Sydney, go up to the Blue Mountains and just get to live the Australia life.
And what do you think it's going to be like from somebody who maybe you've heard people talk about it or you've seen pictures? What sort of a place do you imagine it to be?
I imagine it to be a nice warm place and quite exciting and lots of stuff to do. I'm looking forward to going to the mountains, riding the horses for the first time, and just going to the beach because it's meant to be a really nice beach. So,
and we'll come over to Mrs. Clark now. Did you choose to go on the trip, or were you picked out of a hat? How did that work?
I was very lucky to be asked to go, and I feel very privileged to be taking the children on this wonderful experience. 12 students and 3 staff, so it's fantastic, and we've just got so much planned that the children are really excited about. Whilst we're in Sydney, we're taking in the incredible sights of such as Bondi Beach, where we'll be looking at the surfing and all the different activities that are on offer. We'll be going across to the Opera House and having the obligatory photograph, no doubt. We're doing things like the Harbour Bridge, the Australia Museum, and then we're going to the Sea Life Centre and, of course, the zoo in Sydney, which all the children are really excited about.
Now that you mention it, you're speaking of zoos, is anybody slightly dubious of the creepy crawlies? I've heard about spiders as big as your hand and cockroaches, and has that crossed your mind?
It has. It's certainly something that if I see, I'll most likely let the teachers know.
Mrs. Clark, would you be happy to be the teacher that's going to deal with the creepy crawlies?
Of course. Yeah. I might be hiding under the bed at the side of them, but yeah, I'll be there and I will protect them.
You heard it here first. Mrs. Clark is ready. It sounds like an incredible holiday. I would absolutely love to come along with you. But what else do you think sort of yourself and the students get out of a trip like this?
They're just going to experience a different culture, a different way of life. So with the horses, they're going to be feeding them, they're going to be taking them out, they're going to be doing all of the different hands-on work.
I think I'll get out the different culture and the way of living over there, because I believe it's very different, like the different lives, obviously, because it's a lot warmer over there than it is here. But I'm very excited.
I look forward to getting some amazing pictures and making lots of memories with friends that I'll make.
Do you already know each other, all the people on the trip, or are there some of the people that you don't know yet?
Well, I don't know most people, but there's only one person I know. But I'm hoping to make lots of friends there. So
Lara, Harry and Mrs. Clark headed off to Australia, and you can see some pictures from the trip right now online at strayfm.com/family. I went to catch up with them after they got back to Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate to find out what the highlights were.
I'd say definitely go when we went to the beach would be an amazing plan. Obviously the weather was a great part about it.
How hot was it, do you know?
Oh, I think we got to maybe about 30 degrees plus sometimes. It was really good though. Definitely had to wear a lot of sunscreen.
Yeah.
One evening we went out further into like the forest and we had a campfire, and that was a really nice part because we got to see like the sun set and everything, and we got to go and see Sydney at night in the ranch, in the Blue Mountains, and that was really good. And also just getting to work with horses.
Were you assigned one particular horse, or did you work with loads of them?
We weren't assigned a horse. We were given one on the first day and then we swapped on the second, but most of us seemed to stay with a certain horse.
Can you remember what your horses were called?
Zimbala and Steffi.
Did you have horses as well, Harry?
Yeah, I had Zimbala and Bruce.
Oh, so you both shared Zimbala, did
you?
Okay. And what was your favourite highlights of the trip, Harry?
I enjoyed the Blue Mountains because I saw a lot of like kangaroos and wallabies, and it was fun like feeding the horses and to get used to them.
Manly Beach was absolutely out of this world. I'd been told before we went that it was going to be amazing, but never prepared me for exactly how blue that sea really is over there. It was wonderful to see the children interacting and seeing them in a different way to what you see them in school, so it was wonderful.
And do you think they learnt anything? As well as having a great time, do you think it was an educational trip?
It certainly was, and I think the sun taught them that you can't always not wear sunscreen, even though you might want a tan. So, yeah, I think they learnt a lot about about it. And when we got up to the Blue Mountains, it was nice to see them working together and the teamwork with working with the horses, because they had to double up and hoof pick together and what else did we do while we were over there. Lots of different horse work. So, yeah, it was really nice.
And so how many, was it 12 pupils that went? Is that right?
It was 11.
11,
yeah.
Okay. And did all 11 people and all the staff as well manage to get through it scot-free? Was there any drama?
We might have had a bite or two, but yeah. Yes.
who had a bite?
Oh, it was Harry.
Harry. Is this a bite from another pupil, or is this a bite from a creature? What happened?
So I think I was in the sea and I got bit, and then at night I had like an infection. Like, it was all swollen. And then
what were you bitten by?
I'm not sure. It's not to be confirmed. It just went all red, and I had to go to the hospital. They told me to rest it, and sadly, I wasn't allowed in Bondi, like in the sea. I just did some homework.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
You had to revising.
You did revising instead of the beach. Oh, well, that is very good work, Harry. But how is your leg now?
It's a lot better. It's back to normal.
And finally, what would you say to other pupils who maybe this time next year, I don't know if you do it every single year?
Every other year.
Every other year, okay, yeah. So 2020, mm-hmm. when the Australia trip is happening, the next Sydney Sizzler, would you say to other pupils that it was a good idea to go?
Definitely a good idea to go. It was certainly a life-changing experience.
It taught me a lot about healthy lifestyle, definitely, and how to... Especially at the ranch, with taking care and working together, it gave me new ideas and definitely taught me a lot more about teamwork and working with people of different ages, because obviously we range from, I think, some of the sixth formers down to about 10 years old. So working with everyone and just seeing how we all could cooperate with each other was definitely a good life lesson.
If you'd like to find out more about Queen Ethelburga's and possibly get involved with the next incredible trip, just visit qe.org.
Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.